Yeah, so we're at the live room again, and tonight it's Greg Russell and Kieran Elgar. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
And hello, Kieran.
Hello.
Oh, and it's good to see you. We've seen you at the topic. I don't know, have we seen, have you been at the topic?
Yeah,
Kieran?
Yeah, a few times.
Together, yeah. Yeah.
I think as a duo, we've done it three times.
Certainly twice.
So there'll be quite a few people from the topic in here tonight, I should imagine.
Yeah, all within striking distance.
Yeah. you got together in 2011.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seems like a very long time ago now.
Yes, it probably does. Yeah, but you've done a lot, haven't you?
We've got a lot in. Yeah. 8 years, and we've done a lot together, and now increasingly not together as well. But yes, we're doing a lot. That's fair to say.
Yeah. So, Kieran, yeah, it said that you left. You, in 2011, decided to focus on university, but that's the same time as you got together with.
Oh, 2011. I was just about to start my A-levels in 2011. Yeah, I went to university in 2015. I took a year off to just do gigging full time, and then after a year and a half, decided to go back to doing music full time. So I dropped out of university, and I've been full time for, it must be coming up to 3 years now, 2.5 years, something like that. It's been very busy.
Yeah,
it's not as maybe the relaxing sort of lifestyle I'd pictured it as, but it's good fun. It's good fun.
Yeah, you said about doing lots of work, and you're in so you're a duo, and then you're all in different bands and different projects.
Yes.
So it must be hard work getting your sort of calendar together.
Yeah, Google Calendar is the most important thing in the whole wide world, and booking a remarkable amount of time in advance, really. So sort of know what. I know what I'm doing in 2021, which I find a bit depressing, to be honest.
Yeah.
A little bit claustrophobic, to be honest. But yeah, it takes a lot of planning to put things in the diary. And we've gone down. We as a duo used to kind of work throughout the year, and now we've just gone down to sort of one tour together a year and festivals.
We'll do two next year.
Yeah, two next year, and then the odd one off like this. We're not really doing a lot of one offs. Yeah, so we've gone down to just working in blocks, and that means that you know exactly when you're needed, where, and then you can go and offer the other 10 months of a year to the other things that you're working in. And I think that's the only way to work. But the amount we're both doing now, we couldn't work in the same way that we used to, which was kind of just take anything when it came in, or sort of work together throughout the year. We just couldn't do that now, really. So yeah, and actually, it's a nice way of working. Kind of, I like it that way.
It's not because it doesn't get stale then. Because sort of when you've, I think when you're gigging the same material every night, sort of for a few nights every week over the year, you can get bored with it.
Yeah.
But every time we come back to it, it's sort of like coming back to a new thing, and you think of new parts. And mainly me, I sort of like I get bored of what I played on the record, so I start improvising and stuff, and just keeps it fresh. Definitely, we come back to doing a gig, and it's sort of that. Really great feeling of really enjoying being back playing together, rather than at the end of a year where you've done about 100 gigs, sort of being like, I just want a break from it.
Yeah.
So not that I've ever had that, but I have had that a few times. But yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice. And I think we're better friends than ever as well.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And we're not living in each other's pockets the whole time.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot now of projects. Yourselves have been in quite a few, Shape the Chains and War and Peace, Field and Dyke, Transporters.
I've done some stuff as well.
Yeah, and that seems to be a trend that a lot are doing on it, sort of like researching. That's then.
Yeah. Oh, it's because there's plenty of cash to get in funding.
It's really nice. It's really nice to work on just go away and do different things, really. And some of them are really specific, so I've really enjoyed the specific nature of some of them, and just kind of focusing on one element of something. So I really do enjoy that element of it, and again, just working with different people, it's really nice to go and work with different people, and you know, learn off different people as well, and nick their ideas, to be honest. It's just all helps to keep it fresh, keep the music fresh, keep your ideas fresh, and I like working with different people, and I mean, anyone who's self-employed, whether it's music or otherwise, everyone's got a little portfolio of things, you know. I mean, if you're self-employed in, if you're a self-employed gardener, you wouldn't have one client, or it's highly unlikely that you would. So it's kind of like the same thing for music, I think. I don't think it's any different to any other sort of style of self-employment, really, that for sanity and for just general sort of work-based things, it's good to work in other things. So, yeah, I've been really lucky to work on those projects, some of which I've kind of, like Shape the Chains was sort of my baby, but the other ones I just love turning up and being told what to do, to be honest.
Yeah.
And, just doing what I'm told. I quite like working like that every so often. So, yeah.
I wish you'd do that in this duo sometimes. Yeah. That'd be nice.
But you've done some other projects, Karen, you were saying them?
Yes, well, I'm in a band called Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys. I play with Dan Walsh, banjo player. I've been on tour with Morkin this year, filling in for them on their last tour. We've got a thing called the Tweed Project, which is touring at the festivals this year. It's us and Evan Carson from the Lost Boys, and then three Scottish musicians, so Josie Duncan, Pablo Lefuente and Ali Levesque. And it's sort of a Scottish and English blend, although we've ended up doing some American songs and tunes as well. But yeah, it's been a crazy 6 months so far. But yeah, I suppose it's better to be doing that than sitting at home playing cricket on my Xbox, which I've been doing for the last 4 days. So yeah.
It's festival season now, and some love it, some musicians just tolerate, but it's been at Beardy, is it?
Yeah, Beardy was a lovely festival. I'd heard really good things about it, because I think it's the second year this year, and it was a really nice atmosphere at the festival, really well put together. And but yeah, I really look forward to festivals, simply because there's so many people I know there. It's sort of like a work outing for all the musicians, because you see all your mates. And as well, it's just, I think people are there to have a really good time. Mm. And it's so nice to play, like, especially the Lost Boys, the band I'm in, because it's a seven-piece band, to take it into its proper setting it should be in. It's like, Greg and I would work pretty much anywhere, but the Lost Boys is sort of it's an end-of-the-night sort of party band. Mm. And it's nice to do different sort of things. But yeah, I love festivals. Mm. Yeah.
Now, we saw Utopia and Wasteland.
The album, yeah, it's out. Yeah. So it's been out probably a year now, actually. Well, a year and a half. So, that's been out, and that's the latest release of the two of us, which is a line taken from a song that Kieran wrote, which is on the album. So, yeah, Utopia and Wasteland is out now in all good.
Our website.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the only thing we get money from, so it's on our website. Yeah.
Yeah, so when you're writing, do you write together, do you write singly, and then...
It's sort of changed.
Sort of like modify it?
It's sort of changed recently, because I'd always had a fear of singing, but I wrote a few songs. And with the song called We Are Leaving, which is the sort of the title track, it's got the line in it, that was one where I finally sent a song to Greg and said, what do you think of this? And Greg sort of reinterpreted the chords, and we messed around with the melody a tiny bit, and I suppose that was sort of a co-write in some respects, but I think moving forward there'll probably be a bit more writing together and seeing what comes out.
I think everything gets sort of pulled one direction or the other, you know. And
like naturally, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's just the process of gigging it together, really. Because that's one of the benefits, delights of working in a duo, really, that whoever brings it, it won't stay the same as that first... Yeah. Conception, because you play it together and you put, you know, you both put your stamp on it. And also, I mean, there's some things that, I mean, God knows how many times we played certain things, and none of the things that we play now live are how we did them at the start, because again, you go away and you learn different things and you bring that back into the duo. So you know, one song, it might be as simple as Kira might add a vocal harmony that wasn't there at the start, or it might be as simple as a verses, or it might be, you know, something like a verses sung differently or a different phrase on the fiddle. So it's kind of all being co-written all the time, really. Is probably the best way to think. Well, it's kind of how I think about it anyway.
And how do you go about producing your album?
Well, we for the first three albums, we recorded with Valside Records up in Workington in Cumbria. And that was with a guy called Paul Adams, and we very much sort of... he was sort of producing it as we went. And the last album, we recorded with a guy called Mark Tucker down in Somerset or Devon?
Devon.
Down in Devon. And sort of, he was very accommodating to sort of the things, because I like to experiment with a lot of things, and a lot of them will end up on the cutting room floor, but he was sort of very open to us messing around with rain sticks and things like that. And you might even keep just half a second of something, but if you never try it, you'll never know if it works or not. And so yeah, it's sort of, we've got the, we record what we do live first, and then the production side of it on top of that, just sort of what we think a track needs, if it needs anything. So there's a track on the new album called All the While, which we could have massively overproduced, but in the end decided to just have the guitar, fiddle and vocal. But there are a few things that have got sort of programmed drums and things like that. Just when we think something needs it, we added it on. And I assume we'll probably work a similar way next time as well.
So you've got some more coming, some songs ready?
It's certainly getting there. I think the wheels are slowly creaking into motion for the next album.
Yeah, it's, I've written the best song of all time in the last 2 weeks.
So there you go.
I look forward to that coming out and making millions from it.
Yeah, it's slowly, creaking there, I think. I think there's we're seeing a change, I think, now. We're seeing a real change in how music is put out. More and more people are putting out just singles digitally and things like that, and EPs as opposed to full-length albums in physical format. Things are changing, and, yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see how that goes. But, yeah, we're starting to work with... the wheels are in motion, I think. And we're going to release an EP with the Tweed Project, which we didn't do the first time round. This is kind of the second time we've done the Tweed Project. And for reasons I won't bore you with, it's kind of being done properly this time as opposed to the first time. And part of that includes having something recorded. So it's only going to be a six track
EP. Glad you paid a lot of attention
but,
to that.
Yeah, that's...
Sent you the artwork for it today.
Yeah, so there is going to be there will be recorded music that we're both on coming out very soon, but it won't be a duo. But we'll get there. I see less and less reason to rush these things, but just to do it if and when it's ready, really.
And you're doing something with the Tweed Project tomorrow, aren't you, in Wales? Or is that the other way?
Next week.
For a Saturday night, Folk at the Hall in North Wales, we're playing. And it's weird with the Tweed Project because obviously living in Glasgow, Sheffield and Manchester for the others, it's we get together for rehearsal, we'll do a gig, they won't see each other for a month. And sort of every time it's sort of still new, but we're getting to a stage now where it's sort of bedded in, like the duo stuff is. And yeah, it'd be good. And then we've got Cambridge a month after that, and that's frightening. But
we're out in Denmark with it, and we're touring it in October. I think we're going to Otley Courthouse
as
well.
Oh, so, right.
Spitting distance. It's all
unless things change. Yes, we are going to be there.
Oh, is that right?
Well, we never know.
Otley Courthouse. We shall be there doing it.
Yeah, that's what we look forward to. Probably seeing you.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
In Otley. So thank you very much for talking to us, and we're looking forward to tonight.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Yeah.